Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Lenore Yarger has been answering the phones at the GI Rights Hotline for 16 years. She counsels service members on military benefits, regulations, and what to do if they have grievances. She also helps soldiers who've had a change of heart and find themselves morally opposed to war. Lenore tells the story of Eric Finney, a soldier who became a conscientious objector while stationed at Fort Bragg.
His story was particularly poignant because he had been in the Army. This was his second enlistment. He had served multiple deployments. When he joined the Army, it was around 2004, and he believed very strongly that he was going to be able to do anything that was asked of him and believed in what he was doing. His first deployment was to Iraq. You have to write an application for a conscientious objection. And in his application, he told the story of how the first time he had come under fire by snipers, and it was terrifying for him. But his response was rage. He just, everything literally went red for him, and he became very angry. And in that moment, he could see himself firing back indiscriminately just to take care of the threat. And he didn't have to do that in that moment, but he noticed himself changing in that moment into this angry, furious person. Part of that deployment, he was also charged with picking up body parts and equipment parts after IED explosions. That was a very difficult experience for him, but he felt that he was in better shape to do it than some of his fellow soldiers, so he did it willingly. But when he came back, I think both coming under fire on multiple occasions and performing that work contributed to the PTSD that he would struggle with the rest of his time he was in the Army.
Eric deployed again, this time to Afghanistan as a medic. There, his work treating Afghan civilians led him to question his role in the war.
When he came back, he had already committed to special forces training at Fort Bragg. He had chosen special forces because he thought as a medic that he would be able to do more good than harm, that he would be able to help people. But as he went through that training, it became increasingly problematic for him. And he remembers one day in particular reading the Hippocratic Oath on the wall and just feeling like it was diametrically opposed to what he was being asked to do in the training. And he remembers one night where they were enacting an all-kill zone. And so his job was to fire into the zone on command and to take no prisoners, to allow no survivors. And as he was waiting for this action to start, he had this vision of himself performing this task in a real-life situation and killing indiscriminately. And he knew that he could do it. He saw this rage monster that he knew was in him that he had experienced before kind of take over. It made him very uncomfortable. And when he finished that training exercise, he decided he wasn't going to do this anymore. And so he talked to the command and he dropped out of special forces training and received a lot of beratement and flack for doing so. He really didn't know what to do at that point. All he knew is that he had to finish out his term and get through this so that he could go on and do something else with his life. And he wanted to work in medicine. But that's when he met our director at a church service and he found out about conscientious objection and he tried it. He decided he wanted to apply. And shortly after he'd made that decision, his unit was again mobilized and he was very concerned that it would be seen as him just trying to get out of mobilization. So we worked with him on putting together his application, supported him in that process, and fought to have him left behind because it didn't seem to serve anyone's interest to take someone who wasn't going to perform their duties. So he was left behind, and almost a year later, he was discharged honorably as a conscientious objector.
Lenore's story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.